Imagine in some parts of the world, like in India, there are places in India where children are taught that they can put out fire with their minds. And then they train their minds, and they work on their minds, and they go inward, and they meditate regularly. There are places in the world where holy men can be buried for 6 and 7 days at a time, and they can literally bring their heart rate down to zero and step out of it and survive. I mean, we think that that's not possible, that our minds aren't capable of that. We have to rid ourselves of all skepticism about what can be achieved for ourselves. And the way that you do that is through a wonderful old Zen proverb that most of us have never really looked at in depth. And the proverb is, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Now, it doesn't mix with what you have been taught about doubt and fear. You've been taught to doubt that things will appear for you just because you have a readiness. But let's look at the four key words in this concept. The first is the word student. See, you've got to stay a student in life. You've got to understand that that you have to have a willingness to allow yourself to learn anything or unlearn anything at any time. A student is someone who decides not to be an expert, who is always, instead of responding with, oh, I already know that, oh, you can't tell me anything new about that, oh, I've lived a long time, and you can't teach an old dog new tricks, and all of these kinds of statements and belief systems and knowings, which are doubts and fears of discovering something new, you create a new mindset, if you will. And a new mindset is, gee, that's interesting. I've never heard of that before. Yeah, I never heard it quite put that way. I'd like to examine that. I'd like to see if that might have some validity for me. So what we want to do is to make a commitment to ourselves to stay a student. Now, a student is someone who learns from everyone. A student isn't just someone who goes to class and takes notes and passes an exam and gets a scratching on a transcript someplace. A student is someone who sees the fullness of God in everyone and everything. And when you do that, even the person who is behaving in a way that you think is nasty, you see that fullness of God in them and you begin to say, what has this person got to teach me? What is this anger that is coming out of them? What can I do with that? How can I use this and perhaps help them with it? How can I serve a little bit better? You become a student. You do it with your children. I'm the first one to admit that I slip, and it doesn't always work for me, and there are many times when I forget, and then afterwards I sort of rehash it and say, oh, I should have done it this way, or if only I would have done it that way. But it's like it's that wonderful reminder to stay a student. And if you keep that attitude, it will help you to unlearn some of the things that tell you that, well, if I'm bigger than somebody else, like I'm an adult and you're a child, that I'm a complete person and you're not. Well, children are not apprentice people. You know, they're whole, they're complete, they're total. And if you're a parent, you know that they have something to teach you from the moment of their conception. Because the birth of a child or the conception of a child is such a wonderful gift, such a phenomenal miracle. That it every time, and we've had 8 of them, every single time that my wife has gone through the experience of childbirth and feeling that soul growing within her, we are just in awe of the miraculousness of this. And we don't treat that little, especially when the baby is born. I mean, the first moment, my wife always, you know, she'd take the little baby and say, oh, we're so glad that you're here. You have so much to teach us. We're so glad that you're with us, you know. And we feel that way about them all the time.